Tony Wilson is with us this morning, as always. Right, let's start with the tennis. There's some pretty nice sort of stories about young Aussies getting wins.
They did. It's for the first time since 2004, Australian men have got five competitors getting through to the second round, and it was highlighted, and I do use the word highlight, they were dressed like highlighters that you have in your school pencil case. For the two teenagers, Kokkinakis and Kyrgios, they set the tournament alight last night with five setters. Kokkinakis in particular, he won over a very highly ranked, the 11th ranked Latvian, Golbus. He won 8-6 in the fifth. And Kyrgios, who is battling that back injury, he also won in five sets against a bloke who hasn't been past the first round before in majors, De Bonis from Argentina. So a good win as well. And looking forward to Leighton Hewitt today.
In the Asian Cup football, plenty of nerves for Iran, but they did get there in the end. How does that sort of leave the rest of the tournament looking?
Well, an injury time winner for Iran sets up a likely clash against Iraq. We have the last group, Group D, will be decided today, and Japan are likely to top that group. People expect them to win or draw against Jordan, which would be enough for Japan to top the group. They would then play the UAE in the quarterfinal, and the Iran-Iraq quarterfinal that many people are waiting for will materialise as well. Australia have had a few days out of the news as they lick their wounds after the loss the other night. They're looking towards the quarterfinal on Thursday in Brisbane against China.
All right. And in the Tour Down Under, it could be a farewell tour for Cadel Evans.
Well, it is. Cadel's going to finish in February after the race with his own name attached to it. He's hoping to win an Oka jersey here. He's the third favourite. He's also tagged Campbell Flakemore and Robert Power as Australian riders to watch for the future.
All right, Tony, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you after 7:30.